Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Republican leadership of this House is incompetent. I mean, they're so incompetent it takes my breath away. They're letting the clowns run the circus.
Democratic Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern is ripping into GOP leaders for letting extremists run the House less than 10 days before a government shutdown. Republican senators are also growing frustrated with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's inability to pass spending legislation blocked by a small group of hardline conservatives. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says shutdowns have always hurt Republicans.
I've seen a few of them over the years. They never have produced a policy change, and they've always been a loser for Republicans. Politically.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is bringing three military nominations to a vote despite a block by Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville over a Pentagon abortion travel policy. Schumer says Tuberville is abusing his power and disrupting the lives of military families.
The Senate should not have to go through procedural hoops just to please one brazen and misguided senator. But this is where we are.
The Federal Reserve has decided there won't be an interest rate hike this quarter, but signaled there might be one later this year, depending on inflation. Attorney General Merrick Garland told House Judiciary his department pursues justice without fear or favor, even when investigating former President Donald Trump, current President Joe Biden, or Biden's son, Hunter.
As the president himself has said, and I reaffirm today, I am not the president's lawyer. I will add, I am not Congress's prosecutor.
At least six states are looking at banning voting tabulation machines, but not Connecticut. In fact, advocates want Governor Ned Lamont to replace outdated scanners with new, more reliable machines. John Erlinghauser with AARP Connecticut says the current models can jam, meeting lines on Election Day and pressure on poll workers.
They don't manufacture them anymore. They break down frequently. People are having to get replacement parts for the voting machines on things like eBay.
Automatic tabulators are faster and more accurate than hand counts. The nonpartisan Make Elections Fair Committee is pushing to amend Arizona's constitution. Their initiative would end partisan primaries, making them open to all candidates and voters. And it would give voters the chance to select more than one candidate, possibly having that choice influence who makes it to the general election. Committee Chair Sarah Smallhouse says the current system is unfair to independent or unaffiliated candidates and voters who are the state's largest single bloc.
It's fundamentally a question of fairness, of giving everyone equal opportunity to participate in our political system.
Finally, Biden and leftist Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva reaffirmed their shared commitment to protecting democracy. Biden and Lula, a former union leader, also announced an initiative for working people. I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.